Kissinger for Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries. I wanted to speak with you today in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, a very familiar verse that many of us know. And the verse says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I wanted to go over this passage again because last year I had done an entire year talking almost only about prayer and some things I had learned about my prayer and my prayer life. And just to review some of the practical things that the Bible says about prayer and how to be effective in it. And one of the things that I had mentioned, I think, then, or in another devotion in the past, was along these lines. But basically, what I said was that, unfortunately, prayer had gotten to the place where, in America and in the church, where it was more of a therapeutic exercise in the sense that it made me feel better, okay? But that people were not almost expected to have answers to their prayers. And I very much disagree with that. I think we very much see answers to prayers all the time, and we should expect to have our prayers answered. And there's something wrong with our spiritual life if we're not having at least some of our prayers answered, even if we are out of, you know, we're missing God's will in something that He may want to happen in someone's life, or something He may want things to go in a different direction or in their life or our life. But we should have answered prayer. And it's not just a therapeutic, a spiritually therapeutic good thing for us. Prayer is also something that that is the backbone of the church and the most powerful force in the universe. But I do want to say that here in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, that we live in a time where the amount of anxiety that people are having is just absolutely astounding. And by the way, I think it was the American, a Catholic priest got online or was in a talk show or something and said that I think it was the American Psychological Association, American Psychiatric Association, one of those two, I don't know which, in research showed that people who had a faith, were attending some sort of church and a strong faith were way less likely, and I won't slaughter his statistics there, but were way less likely to have anxiety and depression and violent tendencies and relationship problems, and you know the list went on and on. And people who were not, who had no faith whatsoever, didn't even believe in God, were like 3 and 4 times in each of these categories more likely to have these problems. And so even the secular world has to admit that there is some value in the idea of prayer and faith and religion, whether they would like to or not, that it gives us stability in our life. But in this passage here, I find that it is true that I can be going along today weighed down by problems that I just simply cannot solve. I just don't have the answers. I can't solve them. And I then sit down and begin to read and pray through a psalm and pray about the issue and become earnest in it and become intense. Remember, that's one of our principles of prayer. Become intense and do it with urgency. And this peace that passes understanding usually comes on. And sometimes I cannot get in that sense of prayer, and it may not come for a while. But most of the time, when I go before God and slow down and truly give something up to Him and just pray through it, doesn't solve the problem. No changes have happened. But I still do receive this freedom from the anxiousness of dealing with problems that seem unsolvable. And there is therapeutic, spiritually therapeutic value in prayer, even if our prayers are not answered. But both of those should be happening in our life. And I'm glad that I have the a prescription of prayer to be able to take when I'm feeling anxious or worried. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for God's word that he has given that to me. This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming Time Brothers Ministries. Be sure to look at my brother James, both our podcast, his daily night lights and devotions that will be very helpful to you. And we'll be back on here again soon. God bless you all.